This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Task Force on Health Insurance Reform recommends government provide free health services to people living below poverty line. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs Health Ministry to bring detailed action plan to reform health insurance program. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel claims country's economy is improving due to ongoing reforms. Nepal becomes runner-up in women's category of first Khokho World Cup. India clinches the title, defeating Nepal by 78-40 points. And Israel and Hamas ceasefire deal takes effect as families await hostages release in Israel and people return homes in Gaza. Now the news in detail. The Task Force on Health Insurance Reform has recommended that the government make participation in health insurance program mandatory for all citizens and provide free services to those living below the absolute poverty line. During a meeting with Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at Balwata today, the task force briefed about its report and recommendations to the Prime Minister. The task force suggested the government integrate basic health services with other social security programs. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli instructed the Health Ministry to develop an action plan based on the recommendations provided by the Task Force on Health Insurance Reform. The Prime Minister directed the Ministry to bring a detailed action plan for reform of the health insurance program at the earliest. The briefing was attended by Health Minister Pradeep Paudel, Task Force Coordinator Dr. Shambhu Acharya and members Dr. Bhagwan Koirala, Dr. Raghuram Kafle and Member Secretary Dr. Saroj Sharma. The monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of the directive, principles, policies and obligations of the State Committee has raised concerns over the delay in the release of the report for the last fiscal year 2023-2024. During a meeting today, the committee reminded the government of the constitutional provision which mandated the timely publication of the report. The committee expressed concern that the report had not been released even after 6 months into the current fiscal year. In response, Chief Secretary Eknaran Arial assured that efforts would be made to ensure the presence of either the Prime Minister or the concerned minister at the next meeting. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel has claimed that the country's economy is improving due to ongoing reforms. Speaking at a press briefing today, the Finance Minister claimed that the economy had shifted from negative to positive since the current government took office and the reforms are yielding results. The Finance Minister Paudel also highlighted the private sector's support for recent legal amendments through ordinances, saying it helped advance the sector. On the issue of money laundering, Finance Minister Paudel reassured that Nepal was taking necessary steps to avoid being included in the Financial Action Task Force risk list. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized that economic prosperity is a key priority for the government. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Nepal Press Union in Mahendranagar today, the Home Minister reiterated that the current coalition government was formed to achieve economic growth, good governance, durable peace and prosperity. He also announced that the government is preparing to summon the winter session of Parliament soon and the recently issued ordinances would be presented and later replaced by laws. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekesa.
Karma TV, henus, your internet, chalaunus, phone burnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekesa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, Internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. Naya chadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. A fraud and organized crime case has been filed in the Rupandehi District Court against several individuals, including former Home Minister and Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichhane. The accused are alleged to have misappropriated funds from the Rupandehi-based Supreme Cooperative. The district attorney's office has filed a case against Lamichhane, claiming a personal liability of 20 million rupees and a collective claim of 20 million rupees, totaling more than 40 million rupees. This marks the second supplementary investigation submitted by the police regarding the embezzlement of funds from the Supreme Cooperative. Previously, a case was filed against 28 individuals accusing them of embezzling over 860 million rupees from 1,831 savers. The investigation now includes an additional 14 individuals as defendants. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A long-awaited ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has officially begun after a last-minute delay of almost 3 hours. According to CBS News, the fighting continued past the initially provisioned 8:30 a.m. local time deadline as the Israeli military said Hamas had failed to provide the names of the first three hostages due to be released per the terms of the agreement. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later confirmed that a list of names had been provided and that the ceasefire would take effect from 11:15 a.m. local time. Now, families in Israel wait for the release of hostages who have been held by Hamas for more than 15 months. The exchange is yet to begin and is set to begin at 4 p.m. local time on Sunday. The Hostages and Missing Families Forum, which represents the families of the hostages, confirmed that three women were expected to be released later on Sunday. According to the BBC, thousands of internally displaced Gazans have begun making their way back to their homes. Long lines of people carrying clothing and their belongings can be seen in pictures published by photographers in the territory. TikTok has gone offline in the US hours before a new law banning the platform was due to come into effect. According to the BBC, a message appearing on the app for US users said a law banning TikTok had been enacted, meaning they can't use TikTok for now. The video sharing app was banned over concerns about its links to the Chinese government and had been given a deadline of 19th of January to be sold to an approved US buyer. US President Joe Biden had said he would leave the issue to his successor, Donald Trump. Trump has said he will not most likely give TikTok a 90-day reprieve from a ban once he takes office on Monday. The Supreme Court on Friday upheld a law passed in April last year banning the app in the US unless its China-based parent company ByteDance sold the platform by Sunday, which it has not done. Now, sports update. Nepal has become the runner-up in the women's category of the first CoCo World Cup. Nepal became the runner-up after losing to the home team India in the final held this evening. Nepal lost to India by 78-40 points in the final held at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Hall in New Delhi. The Indian women's team became champions by remaining undefeated on home courts. In the women's category, Nepal had also reached the finals undefeated. Meanwhile, Nepal's men's team is also competing against Indian for the title of the CoCo World Cup this evening. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the Karnali and Uttar Pradesh provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Task Force on Health Insurance Reform recommends government provide free health services to people living below absolute poverty line. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs Health Ministry to bring detailed action plan to reform health insurance program. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel claims country's economy is improving due to ongoing reforms. Nepal becomes runner-up in women's category of first CoCo World Cup. India clinches the title, defeating Nepal by 78-40 points. And Israel and Hamas's fire deal takes effect as families await hostage release in Israel and people return homes in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.